I want to finish a message, and if I don't finish this time, I'll finish the next time, because a couple of weeks ago I started talking about making quality decisions and how important it was to make the right kind of decisions. We make decisions all the time, but are they the quality decisions that God wants us to make? And God began to show me a few things about making quality decisions, because what decision you make right now is key. I mean, you'll either go into the river of the blessing of God, or you'll be out on the bank watching everybody else be blessed. And it takes someone making a quality decision on what they're going to do in life, who they're going to marry, a decision of ending the marriage or continuing to work on the marriage. If you do go through a divorce, through the three A's, abuse, adultery, or addiction, that God gives you an out on, but not an excuse to just give up on. What is your next decision? Is it a quality decision where God has called you, praise God, kind of like me? Years ago, God called me into the ministry. I knew at age 13 that I was called. But I didn't make the quality decision until I was about 24. And that's a long time. And I knew 13, you're not going to go start pastoring a church, right? But just the decision to serve God was the first thing that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Making the decision to get your spiritual life in order. And then we talked about making a decision to be in the blessing of God, not the curse. We kind of talked about that today in an offering message, that you've got to choose not to live in the curse, because even though we're in a different kingdom after we give our lives to Jesus, we're born again, right? Translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light through Jesus, the light. Even though we're translated and we live in a different kingdom as Christians, living by the Word of God, the Bible, in God's kingdom, we still have the curse all around us. We still have sin and death. We still live in a world that the Bible tells us just don't live of the world. But it's still all around us. So it's going to take us making quality decisions in order to succeed in God's kingdom. Because again, you can live in the kingdom of the world at times. You can make the decision to sin. I know a lot of people use that one scripture that says we all fall short of the glory of God. And a lot of times they come to me and they say that, you know, Pastor, we all fall short. No one's perfect. But really, you have been given the authority to use God's name. You've been given authority to say yes to sin, and you've been given authority to say no to sin. You have that right, and you have that power only because of the blood of Jesus and Him being the Lord of your life. Y'all savvy? Okay. If you understand who you are in Christ Jesus, you can say no when sin comes to tempt you. Now, yeah, lots of us have submitted to the sin. And then what we have to do later, God, I'm sorry, forgive me, sir. And repent, turn around, and go away from that sin. Now, don't you know, though, that the devil, who still is the prince of the air, he's still around, still wants to tempt you yet again to fall? But if you make the quality decision to say no, that's when the Word of God comes to pass that says when you submit yourself to God and resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Come on, I was going to clap right there. I mean, my glasses are flying. Which tells us believers that sin, and this is Romans chapter 5, by the way, has no dominion over a believer in Jesus Christ. Yet in our minds, a lot of times, we make a decision that, yeah, you know, we all sin. It's just part of life. And I'm trying to convince you, or let me say it even better. The Word of God is trying to convince us that if we resist the devil, he will flee. Now, what if he comes back, preacher? Well, then resist him again. Resist him. Now, the key is staying hooked in the Word of God. That's why the third quality decision is this. Making a quality decision to prosper your soul. Now, all of us know, if you come to this church long enough, that your soulish realm, remember, there's three parts, spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit is what gets born again, lives in a fleshly body that has a soul. Your soul is what? Mind, will, emotions. Okay, keep that in mind now. When you make a quality decision to prosper your soul, that's what the third John says. Verse 2, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your what? Soul, say it louder, soul prospers. God is interested in us making a quality decision. You've got to decide to prosper your soul. And how do you do that? Well, even though God is sovereign, he knows the end from the beginning, in other words, he still wants us to make the right decisions. Matter of fact, he's empowered us to make decisions. He's given us authority. I want you to real fast, let's get some word before we run out of time. Get some word, Matthew chapter 28, just real fast. Matthew's gospel. And turn to chapter 28 and look at verse 18 with me. Matthew 28 and verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Do you realize that God has given us the authority, the power? Matter of fact, it says it right there, has given unto me in heaven and earth. Jesus is talking, by the way. So then he tells us, Jesus does, he says in verse 19, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. In other words, he's taught us to pray in authority. He's taught us to make decisions to do right, you see. Back up just a little bit in Matthew chapter 6, because again, what are we talking about? We're talking about making a decision to prosper your soul, and your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions. In Matthew chapter 6, check this out. Matthew chapter 6, and read with me if you will, verse 9. It says, after this manner, therefore, pray. Remember, he's given us authority and he's wanting us to prosper our soul. Well, one way to prosper your soul is to get your mind thinking right. You have the mind of Christ, but in order to get your mind right, you've got to get the Word of God on the inside of you. So Jesus taught us how to pray. And he said this, after the manner, pray ye this. Our Father, say it with me, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debt. Say it, for we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, say it, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Then end it with what? Amen. Come on, y'all. Amen. Because amen is so be it. Amen. Our soul prospering and being prospered is God's will. It's God's will that we have God's mind. That when we're struggling to make decisions, we say, James chapter 1 says to, if we lack wisdom, ask God for wisdom and He'll give it to us. So we got to ask, right? He'll give it to us liberally and upbraideth. I mean, if you're a girl, you understand upbraiding. I mean, you get to braiding that old hair. And I mean, you can't get anything through that hair if you braid it right. And they have all kinds of different braids. We braid our horses' manes so that when you team rope and you dally, that the rope won't grab the hair and pull it out. So you braid it so it's protected, you see. So here God's saying, if you want some wisdom, just ask me. Ask God for wisdom and He'll give it to you, you see. See, that's part of prospering your soul. But if you want to prosper your mind as well, then you've got to read and follow the instructions of Philippians chapter 4. Flip over there just real fast. It's to your right. Philippians chapter 4. And let's read verse 8. Because if you want your soul to be prospered and you want your mind making a decision to think the right thoughts, say the right things, then you've got to follow the instructions of Philippians 4 and 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, what does it say? If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, say it with me. Think on these things. That's making a decision. That's making a decision to truly prosper. You see, I think there's times when you've got, in order to prosper your soulish realm, your mind, your will, and your emotions. How many of you know that that third one can get out of control? Emotions. Ooh, Jesus. Wow. I mean, one spoken word in a wrong attitude with your wife can get very emotional. Wives are looking at their husbands and their husbands are like, you got that right, preacher, but I ain't going to shake my head really, really big right now because my wife is looking at me. But it can go on the other side too, where even us men can get our emotions out of whack. There's been times in my life, y'all, that, man, I needed to make a decision to prosper my soul and find verses in the Bible to help me submit to God's will, the will of God, and manage my emotions. I'm trying to teach my son that's 16 years old to manage his emotions because we'll be practicing roping at the house and he'll make a mistake and he'll miss. And I mean, wow, his emotions get out of control. He gets so angry because he didn't do good. But think about your life and my life. I mean, there's been times even in my life where, wow, here lately, even in the steer open, I could allow my emotions to get way out of control. Normally about this time of year, professionally in the steer open, I'm easily in the top 25 in the world. Right now, I'm not even in the top 50. The frustration, wow, of things like Claremore, Oklahoma the other day. I mean, I roped the first steer, tied him in 13 seconds flat. In the steer open, any time, most of the time is a good thing, you know, because there's so many things in steer open. You've got to score. You've got to rope them around the horns. You've got to lay a trip. You've got to get them off of their feet. You've got to get your leg out hanging so that you can get off, go in the opposite direction from your horse towards the steer. The steer has to stay down because he could get up. And I was 13 flat. Then I was 12 flat in the second round, 25 flat on two. Two do really, really good, but I have one more steer. I did everything right, roped him correctly, got my trip. I had him down. He was kind of flopping around, so I stayed in my stirrup. My horse is still going, and he got flat where he was just laying there, and my horse is bringing him to me. I get off, and just as I get to him, he gets up, and I don't know if y'all can see it. You might want to zero in, but right here is a little bit of a mark from the steer's horns that hit me in the head. I immediately in my mind emotionally wanted to make that steer fajita meat. Anybody ever been there? But again, I could lose it and go, again, sir. I've only won, what, $2,600. And the leader of the world is over 50,000. We've got to make quality decisions, though, to prosper our souls. Because if I let my mind get out of control, oh, Jesus, then I'm emotional. Wait a minute, I have the mind of Christ. So do you think I'm going to give up? Or am I going to start speaking and prospering my soul that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me? Amen. Same thing, Rusty, happened at Clovis. Except it was on the first steer. And it was my fault on this one. Because I roped him really sharp. And when I roped him, my horse went. That trip got, down almost to the hocks. But then it just rose right up like you've seen. I could have got so frustrated. See, what I'm trying to tell y'all is we've got to prosper our soulish realm. And you've got to make the decision to do it. You've got to get the Word of God into you. Because again, I could have got really upset. Because then the second steer comes around and all I did is I went and asked for some advice to my coach, Scott Snedeker, who won the first round, won the second round, won second in the third round, and won the average and won 5,500. I'm like, why'd you win second in the third round, son? You don't ever see that. I went and asked him for advice, and he just gave me some wisdom. He said, why don't you left hand a little bit more when you rope and stay in there one more jump so that you can set everything up. Don't go so fast. You can still be 10. I went and tied my second one down in 14 seconds, and I was 10-1 on my third one, but I broke the barrier. The point is, y'all, is I could constantly be thinking, wow, this just isn't my year. Wow, I guess God's trying to tell me that this isn't His will to do what I'm doing. And then I remind myself and in my mind that, wait a minute, enemy. God needs me out there so that I can help people prosper their souls. So that I can get their spirit born again. So that I can minister grace and mercy and forgiveness to all these cowboys that don't go to church. That's exactly what I'm going to do at the college national finals. All of us are going to go up there, me and the Bowen family, whoever else, just to help college kids in their decision making in the best way possible. We want them turned towards God and not the world. So prospering your soul is very, very important. That takes a quality decision to do it. And if you'll do it, I'm telling you, God will bless your socks off. So today's message, I pray you receive it, that you start making quality decisions. You can make a decision, but that don't mean it's good. You can make a decision to wake up every morning and be mad and grouchy. Yo, toots. Or you can make the decision, you know what? I don't care if my back's hurting. I don't care if my body's sore. I'm going to wake up happy. Amen. And I'm going to look at my wife and tell her she's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, even though she don't have makeup on. I mean, I don't know if that's the right thing to say, but I still got to make the quality of the decision to say something, and it needs to be better than that probably. Well, except the first part was pretty good, you know. Come on, y'all. You can either make a decision to be offended at church, where you leave the church just to find another one. And trust me, you'll make another decision if you don't deal with that offense that you left to be offended at the next place you go. See, all of life is decision making. But here's one of the greatest decisions. Is Jesus Lord? Is He the Lord of your life? If you stood before God, you have to make the decision and ask Jesus into your heart for God to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter heaven, the rest, the joy of the Lord." Come on. All because you made the decision to receive Jesus as Lord. Regretfully, people make the decision not to receive Jesus. "I don't want to have anything to do with this God stuff." That's why there's preachers. That's why there's believers that even if those people don't come to church, you have the boldness and the wisdom to say, "Hey, your only hope is Jesus." Right, Cowboy? Your only hope is in our Lord. Amen. "Yeah, but I don't believe in Him." Well, there's a quality decision, but it's just in the wrong way. It's not actually not quality. It's just a decision to reject God. If you do, and you stand before God, and you're gonna, He's going to have to say, "Depart. Depart." He doesn't want to, but He's going to have to say, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity." The reason that I've traveled still, and y'all bless that, please. Bless that. Don't not show up just because I'm not here. You've got to come to church because you get the Word of God preached to you, even if it's not Pastor Corey. I want this church to double when I'm gone. There should be no excuse to not come to a church that is faithful about preaching the Word of God. It'd just be done in different styles. Between Howdy Byers, a preaching son of a gun, I say it all over the country. They'll always ask me, "Who's preaching for you?" I'll say, "Well, I've got an associate named Howdy Byers, and he is a preaching son of a gun. But then I've got two more that are just as good and faithful to the Lord in their preaching. Ricky Bowen, that plays that fiddle, can preach just as good as he plays the fiddle. You know why? Because he's an old teacher. So he puts things in order. They make sense." But then there's Rusty Feltz. And Rusty's the elder of the group. Wait a minute, I'm making a quality decision to say something else here. But even though he's the elder, he's got lots of wisdom because he's been in the ministry since Moses. But just the way he preaches. You've got to make a quality decision. You make a quality decision that you're coming because Jesus is here. Amen. Amen. So, is Jesus your Lord? If He's not, make Him your Lord right now. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray a prayer. And everybody in here, I want you to pray this prayer. Not to get saved again. If you're born again, you should have confidence that you're born again. I know one lady that gets saved every service I do. She just wants to make sure. No. You've got to have confidence that Jesus is your Lord and you're going to heaven when you leave this earth, regardless of the faults that you've done, the sins that you've done in your past. No, that's why Jesus died, remember? We remembered it during communion. Forgiveness, mercy, grace. All we need to do is make a decision to serve Him. If you're here this morning, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, pray a prayer with me, every head bowed and every eye closed. And all us believers are going to pray it with you so that we'll learn the prayer to lead others to Jesus that won't come to church. That's why we all believers pray this prayer, not to get saved again, to just learn the prayer. And then finally, anyone in here or watching us, listening to us, that has never made Jesus the Lord of your life, make a quality decision today to receive the only way, according to John's Gospel 14, the only way to get to the Father in heaven is by Jesus. Why? Because He's the way, the truth, and the life. So would you pray this prayer, especially anyone at the sound of my voice that doesn't know what would happen to them if they died? You don't know if you'd go to heaven or hell. Well, if you ask Jesus to come into your life right now, you'll go to heaven, I'm telling you. You'll bust it wide open. But then you can have heaven here on earth by going to church and reading the Word and living in God's kingdom. But pray this prayer with all of us. You ready? Out of your mouth, say this. Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. I confess that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Because of that, I'm saved. I'm born again because Jesus is my Lord. Forgive me of my sins. I pray this prayer to you, the Father, in Jesus' name. With no one looking around, just real fast, and your head's bowed, just in honor of your neighbor, your eyes closed. If you just prayed that prayer for the very first time and you gave your heart to Jesus and you meant the prayer, not getting saved again, but you just gave your heart to Jesus and you never had. If that's you, I want you to be bold enough right where you're sitting, right where you're watching even, when I count to three, to raise your hand up. Because if you'll do that, you're making a decision to say, God, I meant that prayer. I gave my heart to you. And when I leave this earth, I'm coming to heaven and not hell. That's why you raise your hand. So if you just prayed that prayer, you meant it, you gave your heart to Jesus this morning, get that hand up when I say three. You ready? And it's going to take boldness, but I'm not going to embarrass you. It took boldness for Jesus to die for you and for me. So please get that hand up if you just gave your heart to the Lord. One, two, three, go. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, man. Just going to give you a Bible. Grab that Bible. Amen. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate that. I'm just going to give you a Bible. Just grab that Bible right there. God bless you, bud. Honor. Anybody else? If I didn't see your hand, just raise it. Put it right back down. Let me see it, and I'm going to give you a Bible. Anybody else? I don't want to miss anyone. If you're watching and you gave your heart to Jesus, then tell somebody. Tell us. If you're watching this program, why don't you comment and then share it? That's how we get exposure, is you share it. All the people in here, look at me. I'm talking to you as well, because hopefully if you're young enough, you have Facebook. Then share these messages. That's the good part about those social media sites, is you get to share some good news. So go and share this message where hopefully all your friends will watch it. Amen. Let's make quality decisions. God bless you. Did you have a good time this morning?